Welcome back to Saucy Football Breakdown, where we're journeying through the heart of soccer, one position at a time. As we gear up for the excitement of the 2026 World Cup in the USA, our mission is to peel back the layers of the beautiful game, making it accessible to fans new and old. I'm Michael, and today we delve into a role that's often understated, but always critical on the pitch, the defensive midfielder. Sit back as we explore the unsung heroes who shield the defense and lay the groundwork for victory. Defensive mids are defined as their position just right in front of the defensive line. So we've already discussed center backs and fullbacks and wing backs. They are what's called the defensive line. And the defensive mid lines up right in front of them. And their primary role is to disrupt the opposition's attacks and serve as the first line of defense for the defense. I know that sounds crazy, but they act as a bridge between the defense and the midfield. They often dictate the pace of the game, well, the good ones do, and they also make crucial interceptions. Some of their key responsibilities are ball recovery. So they win back possession through tackles and interceptions like a center back would do, but they have a different style of doing it. Distribution. So they also play these simple, easy passes to more attack-minded teammates to initiate offensive plays. Meaning, they get the ball, they look around, and they find the best offensive players to get the ball to progress the ball up the pitch to move towards the goal. And they also have a responsibility of something called space control. And what that is dominating the midfield area by closing down spaces and limiting the opposition's attacking options as best they can. Now, some of the skills and attributes that good defensive midfielders are supposed to have, the number one tool in their toolbox should be tactical intelligence. They need to understand when to press opponents and when to hold their position. They also need physicality and stamina. They need the strength to win duels and the endurance to cover these vast, large areas of the pitch. They also need to possess a really solid passing ability, precision in passing to maintain possession and kickstart the transition from defense to attack. Think of them as almost like a quarterback, how they play those key passes to get the ball to move. If you want to use a football analogy, it's like they're the quarterback who wants to get the ball to the receiver, but they don't want them to just catch the ball. They want to play it in a way where the receiver can get the ball and pick up some yards after the catch. And then there's some leadership and communication that goes on from their position as well. So they direct their teammates and organize the midfield defense from a central position. So as a center back is the leader for the back line of the defensive line, the defensive mid is going to be the leader for the midfield to try and get everybody in a position, because the center backs and the defensive mids are usually on what's called the spine of the team, which is the most important part of a team. And the spine is, if you were to draw an imaginary line down the middle of the field, you want your best players to be as close to that line as possible. A defensive mid would likely, if they're the sole defensive mid on the team, would line up right in the middle of that line. Now, let's talk about some of the iconic defensive midfielders, the best to ever do it. Claude Makélélé, Chelsea's own. He revolutionized the defensive midfield role with his ability to break up play and protect the back four, and giving birth to the term the Makelele role. I like to call it the wrecking ball. He's a guy who is primarily asked to be back, sit back, and when the opposition is trying to move forward, he just runs into him at full steam and try to take the ball like a wrecking ball. But he is renowned for that ability. Now, another player at this position is Sergio Busquets. Now, he's known for his incredible defensive play and his very smart mind. This is a guy you should Google. Busquets exemplifies how a DM can control the game without necessarily needing to be overly physical. So right now he plays for Inter Miami, so he's in the MLS. If you want to check out some of his games now, and I believe he's got a skill set that, because of the way he plays, it ages well, because he doesn't rely on his physical tools as much to get the job done. He is really extremely quick-minded and can play these outstanding passes. And if they had a Hall of Fame, I mean, he'd be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Sergio Busquets is a picture of one of the best defensive mids to ever play. And then you have N'Golo Kanté. N'Golo Kanté is another guy you should Google, another Chelsea legend. He combines tireless energy with exceptional ball-winning skills. And to me, he showcased the modern evolution of a DM role. I think if you could take the things that Makelele was best at and the things that Sergio Busquets was also best at, but you put them in one player and decrease the level of their ability to execute both those things just a little bit, you get N'Golo Kanté. He can be a wrecking ball when he needs to be. He can be a ball distributor when he needs to be. And N'Golo Kanté was also really good at getting forward when needing to be as well, and he could score goals. That's not something you necessarily rely on a defensive midfielder for, but he is one of the best to be able to do that. So as we wrap up today's dive into the world of defensive midfielders, it's clear that, you know, while they may not always grab the headlines with their play, their contributions are foundational to any team's success. If you look at a box score and you see that a team is conceding a lot of goals, meaning they're giving up goals to the other team, chances are they got a defensive midfielder problem. The best DMs, they blend relentless energy with tactical brilliance, quietly orchestrating the flow of the game from a position that demands both physical and mental fortitude. Next up in the midfield series, we'll explore the central midfielders, the heart and engine of a team's play. I like to call them box to box. But join next week as we continue to explore the intricate dance of positions that make soccer the captivating spectacle that it is. Until then, I'm Michael, and this is Saucy Football Breakdown. Thanks for tuning in, and keep loving the beautiful game. I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.